Hello everyone, welcome for this new episode of Diamonds from Tamriel. Last week it was a very exciting subject and thank you so much for your comment in the video. And this week, as you voted for it, we will be speaking about group content. And this time, as we spoke about PvP last episode, this time we will focus entirely on PvE. And voilà. Timeout, Peltia.
Okay, well, group content, I think there's a lot of different types. I stick towards mainly the end game stuff. The way the game's shaped out now, pretty much you can do 1 to VR14 completely solo if you'd like. Even some of the Craghorn stuff. You can even solo a dungeon if you really, really want to, as if you level up and have a really efficient build. So the way I look at group content, you got PvP, you got PvE. So you have Craghorn, lower, upper. You have dungeons, non-bet, veteran. You have trials, 12-person group. And then you have Dragonstar Arena. So that's, I've experienced all of them. But let's start at the beginning. What do you guys think of leveling content? Meaning like just delves, lobby dungeons, stuff like that, just the starter stuff.
I really like the lobby stuff. You know, that's where I've spent the bulk of my time, is leveling characters rather than in-game stuff. I really like to get people together and run, even, you know, like just the solo dungeons with a group, you know, get them done quick. The stuff like Spindle Clutch and Fungal Grotto, those type of dungeons, I really enjoy them. I think for people who aren't vet or for new players, they have pretty much the perfect level of challenge. They're not too terribly hard. They're not impossible to beat, but at the same time, you need to, you know, you need to have a little bit of knowledge in what you're doing and how the fights go to be able to get through them. So I think it's a pretty good balance as far as difficulty goes in those, and I really enjoy that.
Aloha?
Well, I disagree with Sigtrick actually on that point. I really enjoy group content in every MMO, that's why I'm playing them. But I find that the difficulty had been nerfed so much that it's hardly needed to do anything in a group. If you want to do Dark Anchor, if you want to do world bosses, or even the public dungeons, which is not the delve. The delve always had been quite easy, but the public dungeons were quite hard at the beginning, at the release of the game, and now it's quite easy. And it's not because I'm a good player. I can see the difference if it's because of my skills and my way of playing, or if it's simply because it's a lot easier. Everything had been nerfed in the game, and I find it very sad because it was made to be epic, it was made to be in a group, and now if you are two, it's just like you face roll it, and that's disappointing. And it's the same with the dungeon. Actually, I've done all dungeons so much at release, really. I've run them I don't know how many times, because I was spending my life in them. I was making videos and stuff like this. And it was quite tough at that moment. You needed to have a strategy. You needed to know what you were doing. And now it's not the case anymore. So I don't know who complained, but to make it nerfed, but I don't think it's a good difficulty. I think it's scattered to the person that have no gear, have no skill, don't know anything about their build. And I think that the group content is used to that, to teach players how to play, how to craft their gear, how to make a good build, etc., etc.
Well, I completely disagree with you. It's kind of like if you make the army training manuals, why they are effective and still used today with little modification is because they are made for fifth grade reading level. They're made for the baseline of people. What can people do? The majority, not the elite special case people, like me running around soloing dolmens at 15 levels higher than me. Yes, I can do that. Oh my God, fancy. But there's people that come to me that say they can't even complete quests, let alone do that sort of stuff. And for me, I think that leveling content, and specifically group content, entry group content, should be PUD. So you shouldn't have to fear grouping up with a super mid-max team of legendary gear when you're level 15 doing a dungeon for the first time. That's what trials are for. That's what veteran Dragonstar Arena is for. I mean, and I think this game, not only is the group system kind of disappointing in that, but the difficulty at first was a nightmare for new people. When they changed to the dailies, there wasn't hardly anyone could beat Spindle Clutch the first day, except like, you know, my team of four mid-max elite superheroes. And I think games should be inclusive, not exclusive. Yes, you want rewards and incentive. Go do Dragonstar Arena.
No, but I agree with you. The thing is that I really believe that now it doesn't fit the average player. It fits the below average player. That's what I mean. I completely agree with you. It should be made for the average player. But here, I think that for the average players, it's too easy. Maybe mistaken. But
have you done Veteran City of Ash or any? Have you done that yet?
No, not City of Ash. I'm still vet 10.
So see, that provides a good amount of difficulty. You have a DPS check, and then Veteran Dragonstar Arena. The stuff that I like in the game, I do not like trials. I do not like them. I don't like that the fact that you have to have 12 people. I think getting 12 people together to do a big, huge dungeon is kind of ancient history. And I like simple, small content. Hence why Dragonstar Arena is my favorite PvE zone in any game ever. It's four people, you can do it an hour and a half, have a blast, and it's really hard. Even on veteran, it's still hard. So for me, I like that, and I wish they would expand on that. Remember, this is Elder Scrolls. This is not a traditional MMO where you got 30, 50 people in a, you know, grouped up to do a dungeon that takes 5 hours. I don't like that kind of content, personally. The one thing I wish they would add, though, is lockout timers. If they were to make longer dungeons and stuff, I wish they weren't time-based and you had to go into them and only finish them there. What happens when an emergency comes up and your 12th member of your party has to leave? You lost all your progress.
Yeah.
That's one of the major difficulties that I see with dungeons. But now, Sig, you have a completely different experience, as in you don't really do them a lot. What do you want, or what have you seen in other games?
Well, you know, my thing is, my biggest enjoyment generally comes from character progression. You know, I enjoy leveling characters. So, and it's been the same here. But I do also enjoy, you know, dungeons and stuff. And I wanted to touch on, like, you were talking about 12 people in the trials and things. That's always been a problem in a lot of games, is getting enough people yep. together for them. And I think what ZeniMax needs to do, and I mean, yeah, it's going to be some extra work, but what they need to do is, when they create content like that, they need to scale. They need to create rewards based on how many people you brought together. And that way you can have you can have like a 12 person group and
max rewards.
That's going to be max rewards. But if you can only pull together like an 8 person or a 4 person, you know, maybe it's the same loot, but the stats are not quite as good. You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
And, you know, give the people who only have the ability, you know, that's only got three, you know, it's me
three
and
buddies,
three of my, my best friends, and this, you know, we don't want anybody else. Give us the ability to play it.
I agree with that. World of Warcraft is doing that this year with the new expansion, and it's worked quite well. They call it Flexible Red, and you can have 10 person to 30 person. And it's quite good. You have less loot if you are of less person, simple as that. And it worked quite well.
Yeah, or maybe even it's the same loot, depend, you know, across all the group sizes, but your chance of getting it, like the, you know, the, you have a better chance of getting it if you do it with more people, or, you know, I don't know. Or maybe maybe you get a better chance of doing it if you do it with less people.
Well,
you know, I'm not sure how they would work that out, but, you know, they would have to come up with some way to kind of incentivize doing it with different amounts of people.
I think you said a key word, which is incentivize. Right now, what's the incentive to do trials other than the weekly? The best gear in the game for spellcasters, martial knowledge. Guess where that drops? You guessed it, Cyrodiil.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, what's the best stamina-based stuff? Shadowwalker, Hunding's Rage, Ravager. Guess where that drops? Craftable, and you guessed it, Cyrodiil. So the really incentives for dungeon and group content for me are PvP, and then also the dungeons. So this is the veteran four-player dungeons. I like that it can scale to group leader, because if you're a VR14 struggling with it, you can basically zone in a VR1 and cheese it just to get it done. Mm-hmm. I do like that. I don't do that per se, but if someone is like a VR1 healer and they just want to get it done, I'll be like, all right, fine, let's scale it to you just so you can get it done. The dungeons in this game offer great incentive because of the helms. Those helms. If you haven't got a two-piece set,
that's true. It's very exciting.
Why am I going to go do a trial? I don't need the gear. It's not fun organizing 12 people in TeamSpeak and their schedules. And if someone leaves, you have to bring someone in. They don't even get credit for completing it some of the times. So re-incentivize trials or drop the group size down. I don't like 12-man raids. I never have. I don't like big content. I like small, tight-knit groups. Overall, I think this game has came a long way in group content. Now,
concerning the trial, I will add something because I have played them and I don't like them for another reason. I don't like race. I don't like DPS race. I don't like the fact that you have a certain timer to finish it. I prefer boss fight that require where you can take your time to learn it. And we had spoke about in a different discussion at some point that they could make a normal mode and then a hardcore mode where you can be on the champion leaderboard and do it as a limited time. But it need to have also this normal mode where players can just enjoy the fight, learn it slowly at their pace, and maybe
come back.
Yes, and come back.
You can't come back and save your progress in this game. So there's no lockout timers. Like other games, you have a week to do a raid. So if you go in the instance, you can go back to it whenever you want and complete it. So like, let's say Susie has to leave because she pooping her pants, whatever. Well, guess what? Tomorrow you can go back and finish it. Take your time. If you keep dying, who cares? You're just going to keep figuring it out. So I'm with a low on that. Now, the group finder, we've bashed on that quite a bit. I have. Aloha doesn't think it's bad. I think it's terrible. I think pugging should be a big part of your game, making it easy to group up. With that being said, I have a good guild that is pretty active. I would say if you're new to group content, one, try it starting out. Look for guild. Look for groups. Always pair up with someone. Even if a dolman's up and you can't do it by yourself, hey, so-and-so dolman's up. Want to come group with me? I've met many, many friends that way. So,
yes, the ESO community is very, very nice and friendly, so you really should not be afraid to ask in the zone chat for having a group. People will say yes.
Oh, yeah. Last thing I'll say is what I want out of group content. Basically, the ideal thing for me is to have an easy way to get into something with my friends. And I don't want to require a certain number of friends. Like Sig said, if I have 10 on, great. If I have 5 on, awesome. I don't want to be, you have to have 35 to get in this dungeon. Then you're just waiting around and you spend more time finding a group than you do playing it.
Yeah.
Now, I think they've made a big improvements on that. I want, one, group finder to be fixed and more intuitive. Two, I really want them to expand on Dragon Star Arena. Can't say enough good things about it. And the dungeons and the two-piece sets, I know they will expand on it. I absolutely am thrilled about that. Someone's dishes going, or?
No, it's my... No, never mind it. Okay, we will cut this in the stuff. It's my boyfriend, there's a weird noise in my computer, and he's moving it completely, and so...
Okay, what would you want to see in group content, Aloha?
Well, I really enjoy the dungeon. Four-man's group is what I prefer so far. I love them. I love the immersion of it, the graphics. It's look gorgeous. The fights are fun. I want them to be kind of challenging enough. So I really like the veteran difficulty. I like the fact that you can scale up. This is perfect for me. I also love Kraglorn. Kraglorn is not loved anymore, not loved enough by people. I find it awesome to have a full zone where you can go with a group of whatever size. You can go with 2 friends, with 3 friends, with 5 friends, and you can do world bosses and anomalies and quests and delve and stuff. It's like a party. It's like Christmas for people like me. Seriously, I love this zone. It's gorgeous and it's super fun.
So you would probably like something to expand on that.
Yeah, I would love that they made more Kraglorn zone, but I don't think they will because it's like I'm one of the only one who love it. And my guild,
yeah,
of course.
I do not care for it. All right, before we finish, Sig, what's the one thing you want to see since you haven't done a whole lot of group? What would get you enticed to do it, or what would you want?
Well, you know, part of the reason that I haven't done a whole lot is just because it's just my nature. But when I do feel like doing group quests, if I don't have friends on, I mean, what I have to rely on is that group finder tool.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it works, but I'm not sure what they need to do to fix it, to be honest. But it does take a whole lot of time. And there's been several times where, you know, I'm sitting there and I've got two friends on, and I need to find, you know, like a tank or a healer or something, and it will take, you know, yeah, it'll take a half hour to find somebody.
Can I give you a tip for that? Don't use the damn looking for group tool. Ask in zone chat. It's wonder.
You can, but there's a lot of people that have.
There's 90% there's 90% DPS, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
There's 90% DPS. No one wants to tank or heal because all the fun is in killing stuff. And I mean,
that's true.
That is true. The math is there has to be more DPS. Look at a trial. How many healers and tanks are in trials?
Yeah, that's also a problem. Seriously. For all the people that enjoy tanking and healing, you know, people that enjoy tanking and healing, usually they don't like to DPS. They usually suck at DPSing. I'm a healer. I suck at DPSing. I don't want to have to DPS. Certainly not in a competitive way. So do not reduce that because it's fuck up group as well.
Yeah, well... this is a game is one of the only games, well, not one of the only games, but it's the most DPS heavy game I've ever seen, where the how easy something's going to be is 90% dependent on your DPS and how good they are.
And that's 90%. A good point, because this is something I don't like either.
If you don't have DPS, you will not beat City of Ash, literally. You will have no islands left.
Yeah, I know.
There's things like, and if I get on my Sork and play, my DPS, like, we can three-man dungeons at VR14. We can no-tank it. We can... just two massive DPS makes everything easy. Like, I wish there was a more incentive for tanks and healers to be powerful.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That you can have the mod where DPS will help a lot, but you can also have a mod where you can defeat the boss by just... survive better
mechanics. That would be cool. That's a good point. All right, well, we rambled on enough, haven't we?
Yes, I think so too. So next week, what are we talking about?
Well, it's welcome back weekend is one of the topics, right?
Yes, indeed. And the second topic, what do we do as three when we do a new character
creation?
Oh snap, I'm probably going to be a little bit different than Aloha.
And I'm a little bit different than Cedric.
I'm different than both of you, so.
It will be fun. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.